Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is original 102.5 The Bone On Demand audio.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, please, William, tell us.
Dude, we got like a lot of heavy stuff.
I know, man. Let's make light of it.
Well, I would say the big news, I mean, there's a lot of big news today.
Yeah, you want to go rapid fire?
But Governor DeSantis today signed the bill that you can now carry, constitutional carry, got signed into law here today. Guns will still be prohibited in airports, courthouses, and other government buildings. Concealed carry permits will no longer be required after July 1st.
That's good, because I haven't gotten mine updated or anything, so that's good.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on it? Have you read the details?
I'm pro.
I mean, because on the surface, when you read it, most people are going to go, wow, that's way too Florida. Now everybody's just going to be walking around like we're living in Tombstone, you know? Like, it's a wild, wild west. We're just going to be having, like, shootouts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now you get in an argument with somebody at Walmart. You go 12 paces, turn around. You know what I mean? Like, is it going to change?
I don't think so.
Things? I don't think so either.
Criminals carry guns, yes, whether they're legal or not.
100%.
And I think that maybe, you know, it's a tax that you have to pay if you want to carry a gun to exercise that right. Do you have to pay for the permit? A lot of people are saying, oh, you're just going to have a bunch of people take, you know, without training. I took the class. There's no training.
It's very little.
You go through.
If you get a bad trainer.
It's just like 3 hours, and then you just pull the trigger inside of a box that's inside of the school, soundproof box, to show that you fired the weapon.
Right.
So it's a joke. I mean,
my first thought was.
Not training.
That was my first thought, though, was I don't want a bunch of irresponsible dumbasses. Like, I feel like most licenses that you get, you should require. And I know it sounds like a Bill Burr bit or something, and it's not. I'm dead serious. I think most licenses should require some sort of a litmus test, some sort of an IQ test. I'm talking mainly driver's licenses. I don't think you should be a dumbass and drive. I don't care if you pass the test. Any dummy can do that. But you see these mouth breathers on the road every day driving like complete morons. That disturbs me. Marriage license, right? You shouldn't be getting married if you're not smart enough to navigate all the trials. I think you should have to take a test to have a kid. There, I said it. There.
But not a gun?
Yeah, also.
Oh,
also,
a gun too, okay.
Look, I think everybody should be able to own a gun, but I do think you should be vetted a little bit.
So you got to pay the man, if you want to do anything, you got to buy the license. If you want to do anything,
make the license free, but make them test, make sure that they are capable of handling even the smallest life task.
They got administration fees, man.
Jesus,
can't be free.
Man.
They gotta get paid.
People are dumb.
Keep the doors open.
People are dumb. The dumbest people have 9 kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How do you feel about if people are incentivized to get snipped? Didn't they used to do that back in the day?
I don't remember. Like
they'll
give
you
a tax break?
$10,000 or something. Or,
dude.
No, I think you'd probably have to. Those people tend to be not smart enough to know what tax breaks are, or many of them are not employed. But if you go, hey, we'll give you Ted Nugent tickets if you agree to get snipped, good seats.
That is true.
And we'll give you like $500 so you can buy beers and stuff.
Or just give them like a year supply of like Old Milwaukee's Best or something.
Yeah, I mean, are you on board with that?
Whatever we have to do. But like I worry all the time about dumb people having too much responsibility. And it's mainly driving, because that's where most people get killed. It's not by guns, it's cars. I saw a wreck next to my house today, and it was some fat lady, and she had just ran a red light, probably texting, and she hit another guy's car, and her horn was stuck. And she just, like, she wasn't hurt because she is an airbag, and she just had her hands up in the air laughing, going, I don't know. And, like, everybody's just like, what is going on? And she got this tiny car, and the horn's just jammed. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, I hope she's not listening right now. I apologize.
She might be. That's our demographic.
Not in that car.
Too nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, the thing with the permits, you know, is that you don't have to do the 3 days to wait when you buy a firearm. You can get it that day.
Are they changing that? Honestly,
well, that's what I'm wondering now.
Yeah, like, I have not read the details of this new bill.
I mean, this story doesn't have anything like that. It just talks about how people are mad about it.
Yeah.
After a shooting that just happened.
Well, I mean, everybody likes to find the latest thing that's happened and kind of, you know, go by that. You know, the Nashville shooting last week has so many layers to it. You know what I mean? Like, there's people on one side blaming transgenders. There's people on the other side blaming, you know, conservatives. There's all the wackiness going on with it.
I can't believe that. And I wonder if this will happen eventually, that they're going to say this was white male violence.
I mean, technically.
Because by their logic, they...
Born a woman, but identifies as he, him.
And then try to paint it as some sort of, like, 4chan shooting.
Well, I saw a couple of outlets, posting that, you know, white straight males are the murderers in the United States. We're doing all the killing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. It was a born woman transgender yesterday, but I mean,
well, that counts in the, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't believe they're not putting it into the white male category.
I mean, but statistically,
they won't release the manifesto that she wrote, or they wrote, or he wrote, whatever.
Well, I heard somebody said that they were upset that their friend, which I guess was the daughter of one of the preachers at the school, was killed or something, or died and drove her crazy. I have no clue.
I don't know. I don't know why they won't release the manifesto, though.
And they released the video fast.
They did it with the Buffalo shooter that shot up that grocery store. That manifesto was released immediately.
Oh, yeah, he's racist.
And this one for some reason is not being released.
I don't know.
You know what it is. You know what the deal is. If you were a gambling man and you were to take a guess about what that shooting was about.
It's a Christian school. They don't like transgenders, traditionally.
I think that's probably a safe bet.
Yeah.
And the media tells people every day that there's a genocide on the trans community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are told that every day.
Right.
You would need, I'm in trouble. I better get on the offense. I think this is going to be one of many of these, unfortunately.
Well, Jean-Pierre, didn't she come out like the day after and was like, condolences to the transgender community or blah, blah, being attacked or whatever? It was like, no, the transgender killed 6 people.
Like, well, I saw a bunch of stuff like that.
It was weird.
I saw people that were protesting, and of course it became about guns and not the ideology. But they were saying that there were 7 victims, including the shooter, actually, that day.
Wow.
So this is the framing that's going on.
Police violence.
I saw one, Alejandra Caballo or something. She was involved with the Twitter censoring. She said that the police murdered a transgendered person.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is just more evidence that they're under attack.
I saw that.
You know, they were a little too rough.
It's unfortunate.
Shot too many times.
Unfortunate.
You know, so, I mean, if you're in a community and you keep hearing this, you are logically going to, I mean, you see politicians doing it. One got in trouble for posting a meme with a firearm involved, and this is what we do to transphobes.
Yeah.
So this is like a spokesman for
I
think it was the Arizona governor. There was another lady that has a knife, the lieutenant governor for like Minnesota or something, with guns on it and protect trans kids and knives. So the rhetoric is pretty hot.
It's
right
pretty,
now.
Pretty wild.
I've seen videos of trans individuals cocking back AR-15s and saying you will respect us, and if you don't, there will be consequences for this. And, you know, they just passed some bills in Tennessee regarding children and getting these surgeries. And
yeah.
And then a few days later, this happens. I am worried that this is getting inflamed to the point where there are going to be more of these.
Well, I think most of the, from what I've seen, a lot of these mass shootings are really fueled by social media overload. Like, these folks, they just get so wrapped up in everything.
Not even social media, though. Like, it's CNN.
Well, main media. It's mainstream.
It's media telling them that there's a genocide on their community. And if that's true, and if they believe these people, which they clearly do, then you have to get on the offense. It's concerning.
Yeah.
There's no trying to tamper down this language. I mean, it's said by the White House. It's said on CNN. It's said on MSNBC. It's,
yeah.
I'm worried. I'm worried.
Well,
I feel like that they're going to use these people as pawns to, that the higher ups are going to be able to use this kind of like terrorism to get what they want, which is you better not try to stop this, because if you try to stop it, bad things are going to happen. It's like the mob.
Yeah. I feel like most of the time, if the White House is saying something and mainstream media is saying it, it's for bad reasons. And I hate that this is where I'm at with it, but, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I just, from what I've seen over the last, you know, decade or so, it's disheartening, and it just feels dark. You know,
it is very dark.
Yeah.
And
you're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.